Chapter 95. William Pickering felt an unusual solitude as he drove his sedan down the Leesburg Pike. It was almost 2 a.m., and the road was empty. It had been years since he'd been driving this late. Marjorie Tench's raspy voice still grated on his mind. "Meet me at the FDR Memorial." Pickering tried to recall the last time he had seen Marjorie Tench face to face. Never a pleasant experience. It had been 2 months ago, at the White House. Tench was seated opposite Pickering at a long oak table, surrounded by members of the National Security Council, Joint Chiefs, CIA, President Herney, and the Administrator of NASA. "Gentlemen," the head of the CIA had said, looking directly at Marjorie Tench. "Yet again, I am before you to urge this administration to confront the ongoing security crisis of NASA." The declaration took no one in the room by surprise. NASA's security woes had become a tired issue in the intelligence community. 2 days previously, more than 300 high-resolution satellite photos from one of NASA's Earth-observing satellites had been stolen by hackers out of a NASA database. The photos, inadvertently revealing a classified U.S. military training facility in North Africa, had turned up on the black market, where they had been purchased by hostile intelligence agencies in the Middle East. "Despite the best of intentions," the CIA director said with a weary voice, "NASA continues to be a threat to national security. Simply put, our space agency is not equipped to protect the data and technologies they develop." "I realize," the president replied, "that there have been indiscretions, damaging leaks, and it troubles me deeply." He motioned across the table to the stern face of NASA Administrator Lawrence Eckstrom. "We are yet again looking into ways to tighten NASA's security." "With due respect," the CIA director said, "whatever security changes NASA implements will be ineffective as long as NASA operations remain outside the umbrella of the United States intelligence community." The statement brought an uneasy rustle from those assembled. Everyone knew where this was headed. "As you know," the CIA director went on, his tone sharpening, "all U.S. government entities who deal with sensitive intelligence information are governed by strict rules of secrecy. Military, CIA, NSA, NRO, all of them must abide by stringent laws regarding the concealment of the data they glean and the technologies they develop. I ask you all, yet again, why NASA, the agency currently producing the largest portion of cutting-edge aerospace, imaging, flight, software, reconnaissance, and telecom technologies used by the military and intelligence community, exists outside this umbrella of secrecy?